The United Nations Children's Agency has sounded the alarm about the catastrophic consequences of Saudi Arabia's blockade and war on Yemen.
If there is one figure I would want to use to tell the world how dire the situation of children in Yemen is, it is the fact that today, every 10 minutes in Yemen, a child is dying from preventable diseases. The huge levels of malnutrition are one of the important underlying causes of that high mortality rate, but also the very low levels of.
The UNICEF Middle East director said 1.8 million Yemeni children under the age of 5 are suffering from acute malnutrition. Khirat Kapilre added that 400,000 of these children are in life-threatening conditions. He said trucks with life-saving supplies are barred from entering the port city of Hodeidah. The Saudi-led coalition continues to pound the city despite UN warnings. The Saudi bombardment and blockade have caused catastrophic humanitarian crises in Hodeidah. Political analyst Ken Stone holds the U.S. and Britain responsible for the atrocities against Yemeni children.
This is not just a Saudi and Emirati war on Yemen. This is also a U.S. and U.K. war on Yemen. Why do the children of Yemen have to wait 30 days? Each day, according to the United Nations, 150 children in Yemen die due to hunger and preventable diseases. In 30 days, 4,500 children in Yemen will die before the negotiations even begin. Politicians in both Canada and the US and the mainstream media as well to start asking embarrassing questions to the governments why this war is going on in Yemen and why the Canadian and US governments are selling billions of dollars worth of arms to Saudi Arabia.